time for Moments of Melody. This is your invitation to be our guest for the next 5 minutes. Once at the gate of a beautiful house, a poor man knocked. He asked, "Would you allow me to sleep in your home for just one night?" The owner of the house answered, "Go away from here. This is not a hotel." The poor man said, "All right. If you don't want to accept me, I'll go somewhere else. But please tell me, who built this beautiful house?" The owner said, "My grandfather." The poor man then asked, "Well, where's your grandfather now?" The owner replied, "Well, he died long ago." "Then who lived in the house after your grandfather?" the poor man asked. So the rich man answered, "My father." "And where is your father now?" "Oh, he's dead also." "Then who lives in it now?" "I do," answered the rich man. "And will you not die also?" "Yes." The poor man said, "Well, it's just as I thought. This house is a hotel." You know, come to think of it, we're all living in hotels. Nothing very permanent about us. In fact, if anything, we seem to be becoming less permanent all the time. We rent a car, an apartment, a house. You can rent almost anything today. We have throwaway dishes, drapes, you name it. The disposable generation. Can ever lay any other foundation than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. For there are various kinds of materials that can be used to build on that foundation. Some use gold and silver and jewels, and some build with sticks and hay, or even straw. There's going to come a time of testing at Christ's judgment day to see what kind of material each builder has used. Everyone's work will be put through the fire so that all can see whether or not it keeps its value and what really was accomplished. We may be living in a hotel here on earth, but we can build permanently over there. That is, if our life is built on Christ. Where do we begin? Trust Him. Trust the Lord Jesus as personal Savior. And then build our lives on Him and His Word.